You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We Buy Cars completed their second financial year as a listed entity, the full financial year that is, having listed around April of 2024. This time round, results show that revenues were up 13.1%, units sold increased by 8%, even a final cash dividend per share increasing by about 20%. For more on these, I'm joined on the line by the CEO at We Buy Cars, Faan van der Walt, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Faan, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I know we caught up fairly recently when the trading statement was updated, and I was looking forward to this conversation, knowing that we'd have a bit more color around some of the details of that trading statement. Let's start with your reflections on the year that was. How was the year for you and the team?
Good evening. Thanks for having me, and good evening to all the listeners. Yes, We Buy Cars had a good year. We grew by 15%, which is probably not exactly where we would like it to be. But, compared to other role players in the industry, I think we fared well having proper double-digit growth. The second half of the year slowed down a bit with the influx of a lot of cars that compete with our offering, especially in the higher price range segment, which did have an impact on inventory. You know, so we had a bit of a slowdown in the upper end as especially these new Chinese entrants coming in the market between 400,000 and 500,000 rand. That makes a really compelling case, and that segment overlaps with our upper end in the used car price segment. So we had to adjust prices, take a bit of a margin squeeze there, and clear out inventory that wasn't moving because of that. We have now adjusted, and we're ready to move into a new year with a healthy stock balance and a proper mix regarding stock. So looking back, you know, we've seen these acceleration and deceleration periods when it comes to used car prices and the way they depreciate quite a few times historically, you know, and that's got a lot to do with new vehicle supply. Now, we all need new vehicle supply because today's new car is tomorrow's used car, and we love having more and more cars on the roads. It stimulates trade, it provides mobility, which is great for the economy.
Faan, the Chinese car markets, or at least the introduction of new Chinese vehicles, is certainly something interesting. I mean, I saw you flagged it in the SEN statement. You've also just reiterated now that it has got you rethinking some of the decisions you're making with some of the other segments that you look at. How are you seeing that market where it comes to the secondhand side of it? I mean, the new Chinese vehicles are one thing. The secondhand Chinese vehicles, do we have enough data from that perspective to look at it as a secondhand car market and say this is perhaps how we see it fitting in with the other offerings that are out there at the moment?
That's a great question, and you know, we've been monitoring this closely over the last few years as we see new players arrive into the market, and some players have been around for quite a while now. A typical example would be GWM Haval. They are no newcomers to the industry, so we have record of all those transactions that we've done with those vehicles, and we keep our finger on the pulse as what's happening in the market. So what we've noticed is that these vehicles would have a fairly similar depreciation curve to the legacy brands, and sometimes they hold their value even better because they play in a segment of the market where there is huge demand. So a good example would be Jetour that we have on the floor, that's 1 year old, with 25,000 kilometers, brand new. You could buy it for 480. We sell it for 420. So that's about let's call it a 20% depreciation in the first year, which is normal for a new vehicle. Sometimes a bit excessive, but for that price range vehicle, I would say that's fairly normal, and then it flattens out to around 1% per month going forward. The moment you drive off the floor, you typically lose 10% of the value. So that's more or less in line. And there's a great appetite in the second-hand market for these vehicles. They sell quick. People love buying them new, and they love buying them in the second-hand space. How they will fare in the long run, let's say in a decade's time, There are question marks over the longevity of some of the brands, fuel economy, and whether they would be reliable in the long run. But so far, it looks promising. The only complaints we've had on quite a lot of the Chinese vehicles is that they are not as economical as people expected, because the engine technology might not be as competitive as some of the German counterparts that has more sophisticated engine technology. But that's also bound to change, as new models come into the market.
Fawn, let's take a look at the rest of the We Buy Cars business. Units bought increasing, units sold increasing, and I guess logic would tell you that you want to sell more than you are buying in terms of inventory. That's always a good thing to be able to reflect on. But I want to get your thoughts around how the business is positioning itself going into the new financial year. Obviously, some of the challenges around the Chinese businesses and the Chinese automotive competitors, nothing you can do about that. But from a business perspective, you're upgrading facilities, you're increasing parking bays, you're expanding into regions like Rustenburg and the Vaal Triangle. Take us through how the business is repositioning, particularly because I think as someone who is the co-founder of the business, you've got a very unique perspective on how you see this growing.
Growth is part of our DNA, and a question we quite often get is how big is the size of the prize, or how big is the pie, and how much more can you grow? So we need to determine how much we can still grow. And one way of doing that is looking at how many cars are there in South Africa and how often are they traded. Now, the eNATIS system gives us statistics on how many vehicles get traded in the used space per month, as well as how many vehicles are registered for the first time as new vehicles. Now, new vehicles sit at around 50 to 55,000 a month, and used vehicles are about three times more, sitting at about 160,000, which was last month's figure. So, for every new vehicle sold, there's about three used vehicles being registered, and then we measure our number of vehicles that we've sold as a percentage of that, and that brings us to about 10, between 10 and 12% usually. Now, if we go back in time to 2021, using the same metric, we were sitting on 5.2%. So we've more or less in 5 years' time doubled our market share. And as you can see, the market is quite big. So we will continue striving to double it again within the next 5 years. And beyond. So in order to do that, we need systems, we need technology, and we need facilities. This year we were running low on space as well, because our inventories or our floor space was reaching capacity and even went over capacity. And then we opened a Vereeniging branch, which relieved some of that. And next week we're opening a mega branch in Gauteng in Montana, Pretoria North. And following that, about a month later, we'll open in Cape Town, in Lansdowne. And both of these facilities will add probably another 3,000 bays to what we have, which is over a 20% growth in bays, which is exactly what we need to grow even further. And on these sides, we could even in future add more bays. But over and above that, we'd also be opening early in the new year in eMalahleni, or the old Witbank, and there are a few other towns we're also looking at. So expansion is part of what we do. We've now gotten really good at it, and we deliver on time and within budget.
Still focused on growth and focused on delivering the best results to shareholders. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Executive Officer at We Buy Cars, Fawn van Walt, for joining us to take a look at the performance of the year that was.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.